Today we're talking with Bob Kimmerite. Bob is an agronomist with the University of Georgia. Bob is now working in preparation for the planting season that'll be coming up in mid-April, and farmers need to be thinking about disease protection. Bob, what are some of the things that the farmers should be thinking about this time of year?
You know, Tyron, I'm most interested in diseases and nematodes, and what I expect the growers to do now and hope they'll do now is to start thinking about what varieties they're going to plant. Also look at the nematode management. For instance, if growers are wanting to use telone this year, it might be in somewhat short supply. Let's start making some plans for that as well. And also Peanut RX has been updating, coming out now. They can start to look at the varieties and the programs that might work best. My biggest concern is we're coming off of 2 big years of peanuts. This might be another big year of peanuts. And crop rotation may suffer. We need to think about white mold. We need to think about leaf spot. We need to think about the impact on nematodes as well. When I look back at 2016, we had some major disease outbreaks, and now is the time. Now in the season, it's time to be prepared for that. I would suggest that growers start looking at what was the impact of Aspergillus crown rot. What's the quality of seed? What seed are you using? More importantly, I would be looking at what kind of leaf spot program do you have. Some of our varieties have good high oleic characteristics, high yield potential, but they need help with fungicides. Let's make sure we got good fungicides. European Union hasn't helped us. We need to look at what some of our options are. And then most importantly is white mold. White mold was a big year last year. It was a big year the year before. We can expect it with shorter rotations. Now's the time to look at your variety, and especially the time to look at the fungicides and some of the newer fungicides, what they may bring. It's not always what you spend up front. It's kind of money you make by using a good disease management program throughout the season.
I heard last year we had a lot of underground white mold. What do the farmers face there?
Underground white mold is the same as our regular white mold, except that during hot, dry conditions, it's forced underground where there's more moisture. Believe it or not, it's more of a problem for our dry land growers. We just don't have the fungicide, they don't have the irrigation to wash it down in dry land conditions. And so our dry land growers really need to be prepared for how they can help to get that fungicide to the target and try to manage some underground white mold.
Bob Kimmerite with the University of Georgia talking about controlling diseases in peanuts. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.